or Chidabhas. Person, pure person, liberated soul, and this struggling in the matter, that soul. Two kinds, Baddha Jiva, Khara, Okhara. Khara, Chakhara, Vivacha. Khara, Sarvatmanani, Bhutani, Okutastha, Okhara, Ucchati. But then the Khara, what I missed the link.
That, the first consciousness, and then the manifestation of
That.
Like, I asked you the question everything is actually a person.
A person.
Right? Like, now it's morning.
Person, Baddha Jiva, just as Baddha Jiva.
Yeah.
Person means liberated person and non-liberated person.
Yeah.
Mixed with material transaction. Yeah. So, they will be considered all person. Yeah. All person means all consciousness. Yeah. Unit of consciousness. So person is surrounded by personal existence, chetan.
But Maharaj, say Ganga, we are perceiving Ganga
as
Ganga, the water.
Yes.
But she is a person.
A person.
Now
everything,
what platform?
Everything is person.
Yeah.
Before we go to the material conception, we must pass through the personal conception aspect of that thing.
Oh, I see. So the purer we become, the more personal we become.
Yes.
But Maharaj, what about the...
Actually it is so. It is in Jamuna, the Balukana, all chetan, but posing in a passive way. Posing is in different way, but they are all conscious, the trees, the fruit, everything is conscious, spiritual. But posing of different type. The cows, and everything is conscious. So, conscious characteristic we find. The Arya Aryans, they took in nature everything conscious, addressing them as a conscious. That is the basis, universal basis. Before we come to material consciousness, we have to pass through a stage, stage of a conception, a concept of a particular thing. That is, in my experience, what we find that is conscious in this side. It is in me, this reflection in me, and in me, the plane that is conscious. The subject is consciousness, and whatever that thing may be, it casts its reflection in it, and he is concerned only with that, and he does not know what on the other side.
Maharaj, in the individual, how we can differentiate consciousness from mind?
With an individual, how can you make a distinction between the consciousness and the mind?
Consciousness, it is Gita, it is the road is suggested. Indriyani parannahu indriyadbha parangmano manasastu parabuddhi buddhirja paratastu sa. Ramadma paramir, the soul conception, the spiritual conception, as the world conception, you are coming through a particular process by a method of elimination. You can go and rest. And in the, what is mind, it is all that vasana. I want this, I don't want this.
Sankalpa
vikalpa. Sankalpa vikalpa. Sankalpa vikalpa. What is mind? The thing which contains apathy and sympathy for the external thing, that is mind. We have to trace within us. What is that thing? What is that thing? It is with me, and I am to enter into my own self and try to have experience. What is that thing? Then the faculty of judgment, reason. What is that thing? It is in me. Try to find or come in touch with that thing direct. I did once. Hmm? Once I did so. Try to find what is my mind. That is already in me. What is that? What is the reason in me? And what is the source crossing the stage of the decisive faculty? What is that? Like yogi,
so
to come in direct touch with the material that's within us. The intelligence is within me. And why should I not can trust what is it to see?
When the faith is growing in a particular direction, how we can say, how we can know that it's coming from our own self, from our or inner consciousness, and not from the influence of the environment, of the circumstances.
Can't follow wholly.
He's saying
the faith, when the faith develops.
How do we know that it is developing from inside, not an influence from outside?
I say when the faith is growing in a particular direction, how we can know for sure that it's coming from our inner consciousness and not from the influence of the environment.
It is enjoyment by the help of the external. It can be when one is sleeping, by external interference he can be roused, so something like that. It's dormant, but external help he awakes from his slumber. He can feel. His own feeling is guaranteed.
So Krishna will be helped.
Now you are such and such, I am such and such. And if I apply the process, I am becoming more and more conscious. In this way, he is his own guarantee. That by the help of my friends, my health is, I recover my health. In this way.
Acha, Maharaj, I wanted to clarify one point.
Yes.
That in Kapila Sangha philosophy, that Pradhan, is that this unmanifested matter, which is eternal. So you are saying that everything is consciousness, so that also has consciousness.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
So from there, this the three modes
everything
of material nature.
Material only misconception, which is the cause of all this material existence, that has got also personality, the Devi. That is also.
But then why is that, when in the manifested world, in this cosmic world, when the living entities, it said it is injected into this pradhan stage, so that the individual consciousness comes into existence.
That is all, man. The world means within misconception. Within misconception, you have proper conception, then you can read Krishna Lila everywhere. Bande ki bham hai ei Vrindavan. Everything will excite you about Vrindavan. You won't see the outward thing if you are relieved from misconception. A madman maladjusted brain. When he is cured, in madness, he is in the midst of his friends. But when he gone back to his normal position, the same thing, and all friends. Only the misconception to be removed, the disease to be removed. Everything is all that.
The disease is a lack of Krishna consciousness.
A lack of consciousness, misconception, disease of this separate interest. the point of separate interest, dityavinivishatasyat, ishadapitasyadivajyayuvabhasmati. The deviation, this, the charm of separate interest, the prospect of separate interest is the root cause of all these misunderstandings. Bhayam dityavinivishatasyat, the concept of provincialism, localism, local interest, provincial interest, has caused the difference. From the central, we are away from the central conception. From universal consciousness, we have come to localism, all the ways in so many differences. Different stages are evolved only in this process. This is provincialism and universalism. Loss of the consciousness of the center. That is the root of everything. Didiyavinivesatasat, ishadapitasyavipurjayasmati. Whole organic whole consciousness, that is the healthy, most healthy position. That is adjustment. Maladjustment is the cause. Adjustment is life. It is liberated life. And to be the prey of maladjustment, that is to approach pain, misery, because everything is all right. Only in the conception of our own personal interest, special interest, not universal. That is the cause of the detachment from the conception of the whole and from the conception of our health, that is my health, or the satisfaction, the ananda, the happiness of health. We are deprived of the happiness of our healthy position. The cause is self-interest. Didiyavinivishatasyat. Gaudharibo. The autocrat is absolute good. The absolute autocrat is absolute good. So no room for complaint. Shurhidam sarvabhutanam. Gatta mansa. I am everything, you are nothing. But I am your friend. Don't forget that. You are represented in me. Don't forget that. That detachment has been the cause of all the misery you are suffering from at present. You and your caste, all of you, have lost faith in me that I am your friend. You are jealous that I am not the master, someone the master, no taxation without representation. But you are well represented in me, more than you can conceive. Why do you forget that? Reinstate you in that faith, you will be all right. It is for your fault that you are suffering. Otherwise, no difference in dealing or vision from the universal standpoint. Gaudharibo nidhāyam. Bhayam dityāvinivīśatasāt īśādapītasya īśakgyāṁ. My master, that he is my master, he is my vaidrishya, he is my guardian. The deviation from that is misery of so infinite magnitude, but the cause is very subtle and little. Detachment. We are detached. We are captivated in enemy camp. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur.
So these are wonderful informations.
Just as you may take the case of a madman, Vikhipta Chitta. Patanjali, Vikhipta Chitta. Khipta is rather better, disorganized. But Vikhipta, it is organized, organized way we are. We are attending towards our what is bad, what is evil. In organized way, we are searching that. Not only vikhipta, not only disorganized way, but it is quite intellectually set, intelligently set towards the bad. That is vikhipta. Worse than that, according to Patanjali.
Rationally so disorganized.
What will be the relief? A madman, what everything he has got in possession, but only he is out of consciousness. The consciousness is to be set properly. Then he would find, oh, everything is there. Back to home. His consciousness cast aside, not in home. The homeward, that consciousness must be pushed homeward. That is the problem. Our Guru Maharaj used to tell, I don't admit any hemin in this world, only that of Krishna consciousness. Krishna katha durbhikha. It is bar bar khub garjan kore bolte shuri. Whenever excited, he used to give this expression out. Kono durbhikha shikar kori ne jagate. Ekmatra Krishna katha durbhikha. Say, from door to door, that Krishna is there, you are Krishna. You have belong to Krishna Das, you are Krishna Das. Only remind this from door to door, go to soul. You are Krishna Das. Then he will find, oh, everything I have got. I am Krishna Das, connect with Krishna. That link must be supplied. Then everything all that. No other that of anything here. No dust. No misery. No nothing. Only that you have forgot Krishna, your Lord. Only that point you must push, strike. This universal necessity is here. No other necessity. I don't admit anything. When excited, he used to say like that. Ekmatra Krishna katha durbhikha. Only one want is there. That is, they have forgotten their Lord, who has got, who is infinite, infinite bliss. Only try to reinstate those souls, those conceiving, those feeling agents, connect with that Krishna. Everything will be all right. All is fire, burning. No necessity of extinguishing the fire. What will be burnt into ashes by fire? You have nothing to do with that one. All your inner demands can be met only in connection with Krishna. The other things are all unnecessary, which may be burnt to ashes, which may be devoured by the flood or anything else. You have no real concern there. The opposite concern. They have taken you back, attracting you back towards it. You can't allow your mind to go to Krishna. So negative, these are all enemy. So may be burned to ashes, the whole world. We are not affected in any way by that. The war may be devastated, the earth, sun, everything may vanish. but still we remain. And if we can have connection with Krishna, these are all unnecessary for us and for everyone. Why should we come to live in the mortal world, identifying, erroneously identifying with flesh and blood, and we are only thinking that we are dying, we are born, being born and dying. A false notion. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. So everything is conscious. Conscious. And when we realize it fully, we are in Sarvashakti domain, there. But posing is such that Jamuna, that water, that creeper, that tree, but all consciousness. Posing in different way. Different way.
They're acting also consciously, Maharaj. They're acting also consciously.
Consciously.
Like when Krishna goes to take bath in Jamuna, all the waves rush to embrace Krishna.
Jamuna Uyan. The melt have footsteps, the stone melting footsteps painted there. So everything is conscious. So this Rahu Ketu, the ground, the Aryans in their scripture, everywhere they find, they are talking with the nature as they are talking with person. And it is real. And ours is deviated ignorance. Hare Krishna. The fossilism you are to crush. Swami Maharaj's order. You take a strong position here and crush the fossilism. Who says that is fossil? First consciousness. The Barclay's theory. Not that we are in the world, but world is in mind. Not that mind in the world, but world is in mind.
No
everything.
Never mind.
No conception, nothing remains.
Actually, from that the English expression came, no matter, never mind.
Ultimately, all concoction.
Yeah, all concoction.
Undesirable things are concoction. So don't worry.
But while coming, we saw that, we noticed that in front of Devananda Gauriyamat, that lion is biting the elephant. Now, Hansadutta Maharaj wondered, what is the symbolism? What does it signify?
I can't understand it. I don't follow the idea. Why the lions are
biting.
I don't appreciate that, but they are foliage.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah. Because elephant is Shaktugun, Maharaj.
Elephant
and
is Shaktugun.
Lion is Rajugun.
And elephant is Narayan Sanantadev's Bahana. And the lion is Bahana of Devi. So, elephant should give him, should be given preference.
So why is it opposite?
I don't appreciate that. And so many anomalies there. The Jarai Marai, the Vasudev and that Devananda Thakur. Kept as gatekeeper, that is objectionable. So many gods, the murti of the Mahatmas also, and so many things are deeper from them. I told them, but they are angry with me.
I was just telling Hamsadutta Maharaj that.
What's his idea?
Maharaj, then what was their idea? I mean,
what's
when
the
they
idea?
Portrayed
I mean, we
that.
Understand the right idea, but what's their idea?
British government is ruling over Indian government. The lion was a symbol of the British.
And they take it perhaps that we Vaishnavas are lions, and Vedanta Kesari and Vedanta Gurumat, and you maybe in mass such a big volume, you this Shakta Pulli Tegari Para, but like lion we have attacked you. And this way my may have and their conception.
But Maharaj, what is the relationship between the elephant and Shakta?
That I don't find.
Yes.
That what I find that elephant is the carrier of Anantadev. Sometimes Anantadev, he is imagined to be on the back of elephant. And the lion is always the carrier of Devi, Durga Devi. So I don't find the
Maharaj, can this mean
there.
That transcending the mode of goodness in Shingho Bikrame, Bhagavaner Bani Prachar Hutse? Prakriti Shatya Guntakeo Shekhane Otikram Kora Kore Bhagavaner Bani Prachar Hutse Shomosto Shakti Diye.
But the symbol is the lion. Tenadavi suni jena taradavi shoishna. Manina manu jena kirtaniya sada hari. Gaul hari, gaul hari. Lion. Hari Krishna, Hari Krishna.
Sharup Damodar Maharaj, unake notar moddhe fire jete hobe.
All right. Ektu kichu prasad ekhane dite bolo, ektu prasad
dite.
Krishna, Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari
Gaur. Sharup Damodar Maharaj khub oshustho chilen.
Shuni ki ওতে একটা আঘাত পেয়েছেন
আর তারপরে তো উনি তো স্কুল খুল হি স্টার্টেড আ স্কুল ইন মণিপুর এন্ড হি ওয়াজ ওয়ার্কিং ভেরি হার্ড ফর উই মান্থস টুগেদার এন্ড রাইট আফটার ওপেনিং দ্য স্কুল হি বিকেম বেড
রিডেন হোয়াট অ্যাবাউট হিজ ওপেনিং হিয়ার মাচ
হিয়ার হোয়াট হ্যাপেন্ড টু ইয়োর
মণিপুর ঠাকুরবাড়ি হিয়ার
ইয়োর নবদ্বীপ মার্টিন নবদ্বীপ দ্য নেগোশিয়েশন ইজ গোয়িং অন. Like they are very much willing to hand him over the mark.
Yes, the sooner the better.
Yes.
Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur.
So, Bharati Maharaj, I think we should go on.
And Atreya Rishi Prabhu came. He's sitting here, Maharaj. Samne. Yes. He came when you were talking, so I did not announce his arrival.
All right.
And actually we are supposed to come together, but Sharup Damodar Maharaj was in such a hurry, so we had to leave without him. And I was feeling very guilty there. But he came on his own.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
I am persistent. That's my only qualification. like a goat.
Your persistence is your qualification. None can conquer you.
And he made a mistake, Maharaj, here. He said that he's a persistent as a goat. But it's not that goat is not persistent. It's a bull that is persistent. Dharma.
Persistent. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Everything coming in connection with Krishna, that is converted into gem. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Krishna can utilize anything and everything. That is his special position. এখানে হারুনাই, দি হাইয়েস্ট হারুনাই যার গৌর হরি বৌল, গৌর হরি বৌল, গৌর হরি বৌল। জয় গৌর হরি বৌল, জয় আমি একটু ওকে কিছু একটা মালা দিয়ে দেবেন, জয় গৌর হরি বৌল, জয় গৌর হরি বৌল, জয় গৌর হরি বৌল, জয় হরি কৃষ্ণ, হরি কৃষ্ণ 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 হরে রাম, জয় গৌর হরি বৌল, জয় গৌর নিদাই গৌর হরি বৌল, নিদাই গৌর হরি বৌল, গৌর হরি বৌল, গৌর হরি বৌল, নিদাই গৌর হরি বৌল, নিদাই গৌর হরি বৌল, নিদাই গৌর হরি বৌল, thing is over, finished.
Yeah.
What about that? I put some application about stopping
the publication of
stopping
God, but
in the future publication. But we were spoken against the God brothers of Swami Maharaj, that should be omitted.
I think
that was my request.
I think that subject, did that subject come up? That subject will probably come up at the BBT meeting.
Book Trust meeting.
Book Trust meeting. It's separate from the GBC.
My Book Trust meeting, they are also under GBC, is it not?
No. BBT
they are independent.
Yeah, they're independent completely.
So the application is directed to that meeting, or it is on the
I don't know because
waste paper basket.
I don't know because I came late, but BBT meeting will take place today. So I'll be there, and then I'll let you know.
Hare Krishna.
Go with you. Show you a copy.
I got a copy.
It's all you go with you. Go.
Right?
You are one of the members.
Yeah.
Have
Ramaswar?
You seen my petition?
No, I haven't seen it. He'll give me a copy.
I'll give him a copy.
And I'll bring it up.
Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari. Gaur Hari. Are you very weak now?
Weak? No, I'm strong.
He's very strong.
He's well now, Maharaj. He's doing well.
Doing well?
Yeah. We are all happy to see that.
But he has become more...
He's more satisfied. He's satisfied.
Satisfied.
Independent.
Or more humble.
More humble. No, I'm working and without getting involved. I'm not taking any part.
So peaceful.
He's aloof.
Non-participant, non-interfering. Just doing the positive work. Print some books, sell some books, preach.
Yeah. He reprinted
the books of our Guru Dev in a very nice way. Hansadutta Maharaj has reprinted the books in a very beautiful way.
Mm.
And everybody is hankering for those books, what he has made.
But we have not received a copy yet.
Only have one set and it's on display. I have to take orders. Then we'll bring it. You can see it. We printed in Singapore.
That is less costly there.
Yeah, one third the cost.
I heard it. And less costly.
So we're having
in
free
Japan,
free
in Japan also. Less. In Japan also less costly.
No.
Printing.
No, Japan is very expensive now.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. I heard Swami Maharaj arranged with some Japanese editor to publish his books.
That was years ago, but since then their economy has expanded so much that they're practically on par with America.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur. So the Gajita Maharaj has not come.
No.
Is he there?
He's there.
Many of his men come from London, perhaps.
This morning, there is a committee where Jai Tirtha Maharaj is also a member to discuss about the God brothers who have come here. So Jai Tirtha Maharaj...
And Hamsudhut Maharaj is eliminated from the meeting.
No, just four or five members committee.
Who are there?
Jai Tirtha Maharaj, Bhakti Swarup Damodar Maharaj, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, Rameshwar, Bhagavan, Kirtan Nananda, Jai Pataka.
I don't participate.
Well, that's why I should have been there.
I am thinking that I may disconnect with ISKCON for my own peace.
Please don't, Maharaj. We need your mercy.
I shall be independent here. And whatever I should think best, I shall do.
Maharaj, please remain our well-wisher.
But Swami Maharaj request. He repeatedly requested me to look after ISKCON.
Yes, Maharaj.
But I did not think at that time that he will pass away before me. In ordinary way, he's requesting me, please look after, look after. And naturally I had some affection for them, because such a bright and work of them, great magnitude, almost inconceivable, the success of the Gaudiya Math as a whole, Mahaprabhu, Krishna consciousness. We have already sold our head to Krishna consciousness, to Mahaprabhu, and we find such a great glory, such a glorious victory over the world. Naturally, our head should be bent on that. And we had pride of our heart. But that does not mean that I shall forego my own existence.
Maharaj, the negative, unappreciating elements are temporary. They're temporary and insignificant.
I'm old enough, I can't stand so much botheration. I can't stand. You are all eager to see, to hear something from me, but these tapes are working as enemy to us then. What is this? They themselves come to hear from me. And when my statements, my sayings are proving enemy to them. So this is very to deplorable thing. That in the old age I am entangled into this undesirable relativity.
But it says in the Bhagavatam that the great souls live only for the welfare of others.
Paradukha dukhi, it is there. They have got no misery for their own, but they think themselves miserable only for others. But I am old, I can't tolerate it. And my nature is non-interfering from the beginning, so much so that I am called ease-lover, not aggressive, not for preaching mode, but only to know. The knowing aspect, listening aspect, the aspect of inquisitiveness that is predominating in me.
So these are the doing. These are the doing aspects. These Americans, they
new,
do
new lights. To find new lights from the scripture, from the words heard from my Guru Maharaj. Every day in new color. I can see, I can feel. Everything is infinite. Every word, every letter is of infinite characteristic. I am rather internally busy for that in my last days. But these external disturbances are pulling too much to my health even. To my health. These undesirable things. Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Gaur. Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur Hari Gaur, Nidai Gaur. Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur, Gaur Hari Gaur.